KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, Iowa made it three in a row with a 41-21 win at Penn State on Saturday. That victory was a milestone for Iowa's head coach Kirk Ferentz, who became just the fourth coach to reach 100 Big Ten Conference victories.
Things like this don't happen by accident. You have to be in a really good place, and you have to be around really good people. And I can say that about my 31 years now at Iowa. You know, the common denominator, we've had good players, good coaches, good support staff, good administration, and a quality place to work, just overall a place to live. So, you know, how lucky can you get there? And just really, really, you know, I don't think too much about it, but just really feel fortunate in that regard.
After opening 0-2, the Hawkeyes have won three straight games in lopsided fashion.
There's no guarantees in sports. There's absolutely none. And, you know, all you can do is worry about what you're doing, what the plan is, what adjustments you need to make. And most importantly, it's about everybody just, you know, buying in on something and then all working together for it. And I don't think that'll ever change.
Well, Ferentz credits the players for staying the course after a rough start.
Yeah, we've had some bumps this year going back to, you know, since the bowl game. But one thing that's been constant, we got really good players on our football team. They're good to work with. They try. They try their ass off. Things don't always go the way we want, but they try. And, you know, as long as you're doing that, you got a chance to grow. And that's what this thing's all about.
The Hawkeyes have a short week to get ready because they'll have a Black Friday game at home against Nebraska. We'll have that game for you coming up this Friday. It'll be an early start. It'll be an afternoon contest. We'll be on the air at 10 o'clock on Friday morning with the broadcast. Noon is kickoff from empty Kinnick Stadium. We'll have it for you here on the radio. Iowa State is closing in on the Big 12 regular season championship. The Cyclones are 6-1 in the league after dismantling Kansas State 45-0 on Saturday. They could clinch at least a share of the title with a Black Friday win at Texas.
All good football teams want to play good football in November, and we played two games in the month of November up until this point, and I've seen a lot of really positive growth. And, you know, I think a real challenge for football teams this time of year is, can you continue to get better? And I think you see us improving.
Cyclones will have a short week to get ready for a Longhorn team that needs a win to keep its championship hopes alive.
This is going to be maybe one of the great challenges that I've had and we've had as a program since we've been here. You know, I think this is going to be really hard. And yet I feel like, you know, that's what you want this time of year. Hard, tough challenges that are defining of who you are and who you become.
Campbell says the short week does present a big challenge.
We're going to have to do a great job as a coaching staff. We're going to have to do a great job as players. We're going to have to do a great job in our athletic training room. We're going to have to do a great job in our strength and conditioning. And, you know, it's everybody, you know, the next 6 days are going to challenge just about everything that we're about and, you know, see how we respond to it.
Again, that game coming up on Friday at Austin. Texas hosting that contest. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. Friday morning. Alabama is now a unanimous number one in the Associated Press College football poll, while Northwestern has moved up to number 11 for its best ranking in 24 years. For the second straight week, the top eight teams in the poll held their spots. The Crimson Tide received all 62 first place votes after beating Kentucky 63-3, making Alabama the first unanimous number one this season and the first team to do it in the regular season since 2018. Notre Dame was number two, followed by Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M. Florida was number six, Cincinnati number seven, number eight, BYU all held their spots. The rest of the top ten, number nine, Miami, and then Oregon at number 10. Northwestern moved up eight spots after beating Wisconsin 17-7 to improve to 5-0. The Badgers slipped eight spots to number 18. The Wildcats were last ranked this highly in 1996, the year after their surprising run to the Rose Bowl. Coach Gary Barnett's team reached a high of number 10. Number 12, Indiana, dropped three spots after putting a scare into Ohio State in the Big Ten's other top 25 matchup on Saturday. The Buckeyes beat the Hoosiers 42-35 after they opened up a 35-7 lead. Iowa State moves up two spots in this week's poll. The Cyclones check in at number 15 in the AP top 25 this week. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Whether at home or at work, keeping a safe social distance is a must these days. What happens if you have to get somewhere and your battery totally fizzes out or your brakes finally just quit? Detter Motor Company wants you to stay put and let them come to you. Need your oil changed? Want to do a test drive? Let Debtor come to you. Use their shop, click, drive features to buy a vehicle online. Then let Debtors deliver it directly to you. Call 712-243-4514. More than ever, Debtor is simply better. www.debtormotorcompany.com.
In NFL action yesterday, Patrick Mahomes threw a 22-yard touchdown pass to Travis Kelce with 28 seconds to play, and the Kansas City Chiefs avenged their only loss in the last 12 months with a 35-31 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. Mahomes threw for 348 yards and led two go-ahead scoring drives in the frantic fourth quarter for the defending Super Bowl champions. Derek Carr tossed for 275 yards and three touchdowns for the Raiders. It appears that Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow's rookie season is done. Six games early, Burrow was carted off the field early in the third quarter with a left knee injury. Teammates and opponents ran over to offer their support to Burrow after that injury. The number one overall pick's day ended 22 of 34 passing for 203 yards and a touchdown. Washington beat Cincinnati 20-9. Pittsburgh's most dominant defensive performance of the season kept the Steelers perfect as Terrell Edmonds and Minka Fitzpatrick intercepted two passes each, and the Steelers steamrolled their way to 10-0 with a 27-3 win over Jacksonville. The Indianapolis defense kept Aaron Rodgers off the field most of the second half and then forced a game-changing fumble less than a minute into overtime for a 34-31 victory over Green Bay. Baltimore has dropped into third place, four games behind unbeaten Pittsburgh in the AFC North because of Sunday's 30-24 loss against the Titans. Taysom Hill rushed for two touchdowns and passed for 233 yards in his first NFL start at quarterback, and the New Orleans Saints extended their winning streak to seven games with a 24-9 win over the Atlanta Falcons. P.J. Walker threw for 258 yards and a touchdown in his first NFL start as the much-maligned Panthers defense earned its first shutout since 2015 as Carolina beat the Detroit Lions 20-0 to snap a five-game losing streak. Turnovers and sloppy mistakes cost the Philadelphia Eagles again. Carson Wentz threw a pick six, got sacked for a safety, and the offense committed two turnovers inside Cleveland's 10 in a 22-17 loss on Sunday. Keenan Allen set a Chargers franchise record with 16 receptions. Justin Herbert threw for 366 yards and three touchdowns, and Los Angeles held on for a 34-28 win over the winless New York Jets. Deshaun Watson threw for 344 yards and accounted for three touchdowns, and J.J. Watt defended a career-high four passes to lead the Houston Texans to a 27-20 win over the New England Patriots. Andy Dalton returned from a two-game absence to throw three touchdown passes for Dallas. He hit Dalton Schultz for a two-yard score with a minute 37 left to lift the Cowboys to a 31-28 win over the Minnesota Vikings. Well, Justin Herbert tied George Raderman for the fourth fastest to reach 20 career touchdown passes during the second quarter of the Chargers game against the Jets yesterday. Herbert had the best first half by a rookie quarterback since at least 1991 to give the Chargers their win over the Jets. Also, when quarterback Phillip Rivers took the Indianapolis Colts' first snap on Sunday, he made his 234th consecutive start, and that ties Eli Manning for the 10th longest streak in league history. A former teammate at Syracuse says running back great Floyd Little has entered hospice care. Patrick Killorn announced the update on Facebook, where he's provided periodic updates on the Hall of Famer's health since Little's bout with cancer became public in May. The 78-year-old Little had his number 44 retired by both Syracuse and the Denver Broncos. In Denver, Little was known as the franchise because his signing was credited with keeping the team from relocating in the 1960s and with persuading voters to approve funds to build the old Mile High Stadium. In college basketball news, the usuals led the way for Northwest Missouri State as they opened their season with an 86-78 win over Rogers State as Trevor Hudgens had 27 points to help lead the Bearcats. Wes Dreamer had 20, Diego Bernard 17. Ryan Hawkins had a 12.7 rebound performance in that season-opening victory. And Auburn's basketball team won't participate in postseason play this season as a self-imposed penalty stemming from a bribery scheme involving former assistant Chuck Person. The university announced the self-imposed postseason ban on Sunday for rules violations involving Person steering youth athletes toward advisors and managers in exchange for money. Auburn said it has informed both the Southeastern Conference and the NCAA, which could opt to tack on more penalties. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Debtor Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Debtor difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.